Dearest reader, August has arrived once again, bringing that curious season when youthful minds are reluctantly steered from the freedoms of summer toward the more serious pursuits of education. Parents find themselves wondering how they went from picking tomatoes in the garden to picking out school supplies. Displayed with alarming enthusiasm, notebooks and pens appear on shelves before the fun of Independence Day has passed. They remind us it is time to begin thinking of schedules and routines. Ready or not, the town's children will soon fill the hallways with tales of summer that ended far too quickly. Comparing schedules, sizing up the new teachers, rekindling friendships, and anticipating sports and activities, one hopes there is at least a mild enthusiasm for their studies. Society has long maintained that learning is accomplished through recitations, examinations, and the diligent application of oneself to books. Yet this author's experience suggests that wisdom is acquired in a great many other ways as well. Lessons may come from an afternoon on the playground, an unexpected love of a new subject, a devoted teacher, or even a mistake one fervently hopes no one happened to witness. This month's society paper leads us through enterprises, institutions, and educators that helped shape lives in our corner of the world and far beyond. While school may seem a necessary passage for some, for others it is the beginning of new challenges, relationships, ambitions, and dreams. For the best stories arise not from lesson plans, but from the people who walked those hallowed halls. Playgrounds become far more than iron slides and jungle gyms. Schools leave their mark upon a community long after the doors close. A young person arriving under difficult circumstances may grow into someone whose influence reaches hundreds of others as an educator. How fortunate for us that the past leaves us its breadcrumbs to follow and its stories to share. Yours truly, Lady Shirley.